I simply point back to what Tim Gill said, you know, who has donated hundreds of millions of dollars to pass SOGI laws in the states. He said his goal is to punish the wicked, and that's people who disagree with them. So I think a lot of it compelling agreement with their view of marriage and sex differences. Again, I think people who are LGBT should be treated with respect according to the human dignity that everybody has. And we would not want to see anybody discriminated against simply because they're gay or transgender. But that's really not what's happening in this country. We aren't seeing people being turned away from restaurants or hotels simply because they're gay or transgender. As African Americans were turned away, what we're seeing is disagreements being treated as discrimination. What we're seeing is people trying to force bakers and florists to support same-sex marriage or to support transgender ideology. And what we're seeing is women and girls being harmed by transgender ideology that doesn't take into account their safety and privacy concerns. And we're seeing parental rights also being trampled by the codification of transgender ideology into the law and medical professionals' conscience rights as well. So I think it's really important that the country clearly understand that discrimination is wrong, but disagreement is not discrimination.